NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Weilin Wong.
And I'm Adrian Ma. And it's time for Indicators of the Week.
And today, we are joined by Planet Money's Kenny Malone. Hello, Kenny.
I am so excited to be here because I've looked at our indicators, and I know it does not appear that they have anything in common, but I'm going to throw it out there. These are all soaring, or soaring. They're all soaring, like soaring, but cooler, so there's an apostrophe on the end.
Okay, I didn't think we could get any cooler on this segment.
Hear me out. We've got how the number of people losing money to fraud is skyrocketing. You know, one of the most important interest rates has shot up to its highest level since 2007. And then we do have actual flying. The fascinatingly simple way United Airlines is going to get us all on their planes faster. Is this not a unified theme?
Prepare for blast off after the break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You just need HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: higher quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori. Jump into a new perspective on performance apparel. Vuori makes products that stand the test of time and hope to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives, empowering your best life in clothing that can be worn for just about any activity, from running to yoga. Visit Vuori.com/NPR to receive 20% off your first purchase and enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75. Discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Indicators of the week, we have reached our cruising altitude. So, Adrian, why don't you serve us our first complimentary indicator?
$1.6 billion. So, $1.6 billion is the amount the Federal Trade Commission, in a report this week, says consumers over the age of 60 have lost to scams last year.
I assume that's not one person who lost $1.6 billion.
Well, what if it was, though? No.
It is many hundreds of thousands of people that were scammed. And I think one thing that is important to think about is that only a tiny fraction of fraud victims actually report it. And the agency actually estimates that the actual amount of money that was lost might be as much as $48 billion. So like 30 times what was actually reported.
That is getting into like small country GDP territory.
Everybody has experienced being the target of a scam. But what the agency, the FTC, says is that older consumers are less likely to actually report getting scammed compared to younger consumers. And when they are actually scammed, they tend to lose more money. This report caught my eye this week because actually several months ago, my own mom was targeted by a scam.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she got an email from someone who was pretending to be a friend of hers. It had this really urgent tone, and they were like, hey, I need some help buying gift cards. And so my mom, being the nice person that she is, wanted to help this person out. And after she sent the money, she texted this friend and was like, hey, did you get them? And then the friend was like, what are you talking about?
No.
Oh, shoot. That's the worst.
I know, right? It could happen to any of us.
Yeah, yeah.
But the FTC says older consumers are particularly vulnerable to this kind of scam, which is called an impersonation scam. Other examples of this might be someone pretending to be Amazon or the IRS. And the agency also points to two other kinds of scams that are particularly prevalent among older folks, which are investment scams, so bogus money-making opportunities, and tech support scams. That's where someone is pretending to help you with a computer issue, but actually they're like trying to hack into your computer or get you to send the money. And the numbers suggest these scams are growing rapidly in frequency, with reports of some of them doubling or even in some cases tripling year over year.
Oof. Well, this is a good reminder then to just check in on the people in your life who might be susceptible to these scams.
I feel like me included. I want to be checked in on this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, please check in on me.
All right. Well, you know what is not a scam and is maybe in fact the opposite of a scam is buying a U.S. Treasury bond.
It is. I guess it is theoretically one of, if not the safest investment on the planet.
Very safe, but lately looking a little volatile. So that brings us to my indicator, which is 5%. This refers to the yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note. Now, a yield is basically the return you get on a bond. And so for the 10-year Treasury, the yield right now is very close to 5%, and it has not been this high in 16 years.
This is a huge deal. This is a story I've been watching, too, because like the 10-year is like the number that people watch. It's like the thing that kind of tells us what's going to happen to mortgage rates. It bleeds into like money that gets lent to companies to build things like, you know, factories and buildings in the real world. Like this one matters quite a bit. And so the fact that it's going up is a big deal.
Exactly. And we know that when bond yields are up, that means prices are down. We know that people are selling off the bonds in their portfolio. That's sending yields up. So this is now what is happening with 10-year treasuries. The markets are in the midst of a global sell-off, and there's a few reasons why this might be the case. Do either of you want to venture a guess?
Rising interest rates?
Yes, yes, rising interest rates. Hey, more soaring.
Ooh.
The Federal Reserve started hiking interest rates in March of last year to bring down inflation, and it's not clear whether they will keep hiking. Recent data shows that the job market and consumer spending are still pretty strong.
Which then I assume looks like more rate hikes coming to the market.
Yes, exactly. And when interest rates go up, investors that are holding on to older bonds will sell them because they can buy a newer bond that has a higher interest rate.
Yeah, right. Or it's just like riskier to have your money tied up when you think the rates might be going up and up and up. So if you want me to tie my money up for 10 years, you're going to need to pay me a lot of money because I think other rates are going to go up fast.
Exactly. And that actually brings us to another factor that is playing into the volatility of the Treasury market right now, and that is generalized uncertainty over the state of the economy and the world. So if you broaden out even beyond interest rates and you're saying, well, things look kind of fiscally dicey in the U.S., we have war in the Middle East, we have oil prices going up, when there is this much uncertainty, bond investors are going to demand more compensation for taking on this risk of the general unknown.
More compensation, higher rates, we end up with sort of relative high for the 10-year.
Exactly. So watch this space. I think the bond market and what's going on with treasuries is going to give us a lot to talk about on the show going forward.
Kenny Malone, it is your turn to spread your wings and take to the indicator skies.
My indicator is 2 minutes. 2 minutes, though, in this case, is the amount of time that United Airlines says it will save by putting us all onto its planes in a less annoying way. Specifically, the system that they will use will be window passengers first, and then middle seat people, and then aisle seat people. And this method has a very fun acronym, if you would like to guess. Okay, remember, window, middle, aisle. What acronym would you guess?
WINMA?
Club, pretty close.
Yeah?
It is WILMA, which doesn't make a ton of sense if you think about it too hard, but it is
WILMA! Do you have to yell it like Fred Flintstone?
There is a surprisingly large body of airline boarding literature that has been talking about WILMA for a long time. The reason that this has been written about a lot is because the WILMA method cuts down on what is known as seat interference, which is, you know, having to crawl over other people in your row. WILMA eliminates that and declogs the aisles to some degree.
Okay, so if this window seat first system is so clearly better, and all the researchers confirmed this for a while, why is United only doing this now?
Well, to be clear, it sounds like United is still doing the traditional boarding for, like, you know, people with kids and business class and first class. Like they will all still go first. This is really about economy class, like the rest of us. Because, you know, the thing is that after the pandemic, leisure travel has more than recovered, but fancy business travel has not.
Mm.
And so my favorite theory about maybe, like, why now is that if business travelers are no longer the cash cows they always were, then maybe we are seeing United try and compete with other airlines by making the economy traveler experience a little bit better. And I will say, I hope that this works well enough for United to try what has been called the perfect boarding strategy. It is called the Stefan method, proposed by an astrophysicist in 2008.
Whoa.
And it is basically Wilma, but done every other row. And according to Jason Steffen, the astrophysicist, this might be twice as fast as some traditional boarding methods.
Whoa, twice as fast?
I can't exactly figure out in my head whether that's a good thing or a bad thing in the end.
Yes, 100% a good thing.
Stay seated until the podcast has come to a complete stop.
Well, if we're doing this realistically, then I will unbuckle and start walking out. This Soarin' episode of The Indicator was produced by Cooper Katz-McKim with engineering from Sina Lofredo. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Today's show was edited by Dave Blanchard. The Indicator is a production of NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor American Express. Take your business further with the smart and flexible Amex Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits that help unlock more value from your business purchases. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Your employees are more than your coworkers. They're the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers modern group benefits designed to protect employees and their families with dental, vision, life, and disability coverage. Humana knows every employee and every business is unique. That's why they listen to your needs and build plans with you and your team in mind. That's the power of human care.